I did demand that of him, and he said that he would look into it on negotiations at the moment with his colleagues there in the department to try and assist the families that are hard hit in relation to the fishing industry. As you well know, that over the last number of years, the quotas and quota bans have not been great for Irish fishermen, and in relation to vessels being decommissioned, they're finding it difficult. So yesterday was an opportunity to ask the minister to try and get some support for these inshore fishermen and their families as well. If you look at the industry as a whole, they provide a lot of jobs, and also when you look at the EU, the regulations that are coming and rules in relation to fishing, taking for instance the likes of the young girl from Arranmore Island, Kavanagh. She was in Strasbourg yesterday pointing out the effect that this will have, that the pollock ban or the line ban fishing on pollock, which will have a huge effect. And it's not just Ireland, but in other countries as well. But my main concern would be that there'll be support there for the Donegal families that are in the fishing industry.
Because this does affect a huge cohort of people in Donegal, given the county along the coast.
A lot of people are unemployed around the coast, not alone in the fishermen themselves and their families, but the industry as a whole, it provides other markets, not in Ireland, but in Europe. And it's important that our representatives in Europe fight hard for their fishermen in Ireland and especially in Donegal.